May 31, Our Guardian Angels. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Psalm 91, 9-11. Angels are commissioned to watch in every family. Each one has the watch care of a holy angel. These angels are invisible, but sometimes they let their light shine so distinctly that it is recognized. I believe this to be the case in the revealing you have had. This manifestation is teaching you that the Lord loves you and that his angels are guarding you. You are kept by the power of God. Many things of like character will take place. This manifestation of light is to encourage you, as you say it has done, to do right. You have had a glimpse of the light of God, and let this greatly encourage your hearts, making you thankful. All of us should be thankful at all times for the truth that heavenly angels are watching us moment by moment. Very many, had they seen the light you have seen, would rejoice and be thankful. When you search the Scriptures trying to be right and to do right, the angels who attend your footsteps are rejoiced. Angels of heaven come in a marked manner to those who respond to the evidence of the truth and try to obey it. And if these angels are not always seen, you are to remember that they are present just the same. Only your natural eyes are not strengthened to discern the light. The great trouble with us all is that we do not take time to think that heavenly beings are near us to help us in our every desire to do right. Heavenly light has come very near to you. Evidence has been given you that the Lord has love for you and cares for you. You can take courage and feel that you receive strength and grace to do all the good you are capable of doing. Thank the Lord your heart has been quickened because you have been privileged to see some rays of light from the heavenly messengers. You can see how much you can do to help your mother and the other members of the family. A Christian is one who is daily learning of Christ, taking up the little duties of life, bearing others' burdens. Thus you will have union with Christ. Letter 82, May 31, 1900, to Elsie Atkins, a youthful church member in Australia. This is the end of tape number 5, This Day with God, page 160, continued on tape number 6.